On Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent, the Gospel is John 8:21-30. It's another confrontation between Jesus and the Pharisees. This time, Jesus tells them, "Where I am going, you cannot come." Further, he tells them, "You will die in your sins." From Genesis, we already know that the fruit of sin is death, and the fruit of love is life. And so we need to choose. If the Pharisees choose not to love, they will die in their sins. And Jesus is telling them, "Where I am going, you cannot come," because he's going to the Father, to communion, to eternal life, which is the fruit of the life with the Lord, which they are rejecting. Then the Lord establishes that there are two different ways of living, two different states of life. One is those who belong from above. Jesus says, "I belong to what is above. You belong to this world." Now, the world is created by God, so it is good. But we are not supposed to be of this world. We're called to be of God. So what is the difference? Well, it means that, like Jesus, we are in this world, but this world, meaning the structures, the powers, the way of reasoning that is of the world, which has become oppressed by Satan, doesn't have power over us. Jesus was in the world because he came to the world, but he did not allow himself to be dominated by the powers of Satan. You can see how people in the world speak with such authority about things that are really of no importance. For example, a sports game. Nowadays, there have been fanatics who kill each other in the games because they are oppressed by this world. We see also all the wars, all the evil, all the destruction of family. This is what it means to belong to this world. But Jesus came to the world to redeem it, so that we again, having communion with him, have authority over our lives and can live in this world as free men and women. Now, how is this going to happen? Well, he says, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am." I am, for a Jew, is God. God is the one who is. Everyone else depends in existence. So how are we going to know the Son of Man, know him as God, when lifted up? Well, only those who are open to the Holy Spirit. Because upon contemplating the crucifix, Jesus crucified, we see, number one, the horrible consequences of evil, of sin. Look what they did to Jesus. He's covered with wounds, he's crowned with thorns, he's bathed in his own blood. This is the horrific consequence of sin. But at the same time, contemplating the crucifix, we see the infinite love of Jesus that perseveres through all that and defeats Satan and chooses to save us. And so if we then join him at the cross and are willing to suffer with him for love, then we're no longer of this world. Now, see the connection between this and the first reading from the book of Numbers, where God told Moses to put a bronze serpent upon a pole, so that all that gaze upon the serpent would be healed from the snake bites. Why is that? Because we need to look at what we have done and where it comes from. Sin comes from the serpent. And so when we look at that, then we have taken a major step towards healing. Now we can take recourse to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. I have allowed the serpent to fool me, and I repent. And this is the way for healing. Nowadays, we don't need to look at a bronze serpent because we have Jesus Christ. And so by looking at him at the cross, we can repent from our sins. We see what we have done to him, and we see how much he loves us, and we can partake of his life. God bless you.